This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Was announced at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur last year. The General Assembly appropriated an additional $500,000 to ensure the program remains operational in all 102 counties throughout fiscal year 2023. For more on those and other stories, as well as podcasts and videos, check out our website anytime, nowdecatur.com.
He is going to grieve in Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's on his way to New York to call again for stronger gun control laws and meet victims' families days after a supermarket massacre.
My mom was laying on the ground. He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
His mother, Celeste Cheney, one of the 10 people murdered. 3 were wounded, almost all of them black. The accused gunman's a white 18-year-old.
Peyton Gendron, who is 18, practiced shooting from his car and traveled hours from his home in March to scout out the grocery store, according to diary entries he appears to have posted online. The Washington Post reviewed more than 600 pages of messages and reports that in February, Gendron picked Buffalo's Tops grocery store based on its local black population, identifying the store as, quote, Attack Area 1.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Sunday's church shooting in Laguna Woods, California, where one was killed, 5 injured, also being investigated as a hate crime targeting Taiwanese people. A shooting in Dallas, Texas's Koreatown section is also being probed as a hate crime. 3 women at a hair salon were wounded. A suspect arrested early this morning. Opening statements start this hour, putting Michael Sussman on trial in a case stemming from Special Counsel Durham's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe.
Sussman is charged with making a false statement to the FBI for allegedly telling former counsel James Baker he was not doing work for any client when he presented data that allegedly demonstrated ties between the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank, which has ties to the Kremlin. Durham alleges Sussman, after that meeting with the FBI, billed the Clinton campaign.
Fox's Brooke Singman. It's primary day in 5 states.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values.
Dr. Mehmet Oz in a close 3-way Republican Senate race with Dave McCormick and Kathy Barnett. Finland's parliament just approved joining NATO. Sweden's also taking steps to join the alliance following Russia's Ukraine invasion. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, every 3 seconds there is a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name, selling your personal information on the dark web. Now, protecting your identity can be very easy thanks to LifeLock by Norton. No one company can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business, but LifeLock, it's simple and easy to protect yourself, and you'll save up to 25% off your first year when you go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Just use the promo code Hannity.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Rising home values mean that you could have more home equity than you might imagine. And if you're considering a refi, an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot could save you thousands. Ask about their smart term loans, cash out, and over 300 loan options to find just the right mortgage loan for you. Call now, 866-888-LOAN, or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
A bill to provide more aid to Ukraine has cleared a hurdle in the Senate, getting 21 more votes than the 60 needed to advance it, teeing up a final vote later in the week. The House already okayed the $40 billion in weapons and humanitarian assistance. Now, an update on the month-long standoff in Mariupol, a city Russia's nearly destroyed.
Buses with hundreds of Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, taken to Russian-controlled territory. 53 were heavily wounded, and over 200 more were evacuated. They'll be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. Now, it's unclear how many Ukrainian fighters may be left in the tunnels of that steel plant.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, where Russia launched attacks overnight. Ukraine officials say one missile was shot down. In Germany, prosecutors are seeking a 5-year sentence for an accused ex-Nazi guard who's 101, charged with being an accessory to murders at a World War II concentration camp. In Georgia, the condemned killer of an 8-year-old girl has borrowed some more time, not hours away now from lethal injection.
The scheduled execution was set for Tuesday night for 68-year-old Virgil Presnell. He was convicted for killing the young girl and raping her 10-year-old friend after abducting them while they were walking home from school in 1976. Presnell's lawyer claimed her client has significant cognitive impairments that likely contributed to his crimes. She also claims Presnell suffered horrific abuse in jail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
We are paying record gas prices again today. Regular up 4 more cents this morning. AAA's national average now $4.52 per gallon. It is over $4 in every state for the first time. In 6 states, it's over $5 a gallon. Californians now paying $6.02. On Wall Street, we may see stocks surge at the opening bell. Dow futures are about 400 points higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Batter up. It's time to play ball. At LLCU, come to any Land of Lincoln Credit Union branch. Pick a baseball and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.15% to 1.00% on top of our already great low rates. Get pre-approved or refinance and save. We have rates as low as 2.30% APR. Promotion ends July 31st or once all baseballs have been drawn, so hurry in. Visit LLCU.org for details. Let's play ball at Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here is Nikolai Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast. And is that a Barry Sanders hat? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Deion Sanders.
That's right. Today, increasing clouds, high near 82. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. For Wednesday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, high of 78. And then Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Natalie Beck stops by from the Community Foundation. We'll check in with Dave Wendt from Forsyth. Give you a preview of an event that's happening over Doherty's tonight. And something else saluting veterans and first responders. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you are a baseball fan, and more specifically a local baseball fan, they're having an event at Doherty's tonight with former Chicago Cub Rose Skidmore and longtime worker at Fans Field, Don Humphreys. They're going to have a night specifically about Fans Field and the Decatur, was it the Commodores? Right? And I think the history of the Heartland chairman, Brett Robertson, is going to moderate the discussion. There'll be Q&A. Mark Allen's going to have a display of Commodore original jerseys and other memorabilia at the event. There's no fee to get in. You can order food and beverage from the menu. 6 to 8 tonight at Doherty's Pub in downtown. If you are an old-time baseball fan, memories of Fans Field. I told you, I went to a game with my dad. I must have been very, very young. I can still see the place and what it looked like, right?
Right.
And then it was torn down, you know, not all that off later after that, right? So you don't have any memories of it at all.
Just through my dad.
Through your dad, right? Yep. But it was a minor league baseball team for years and years here in Decatur. So they're going to have that conversation over at Doherty's tonight. Free of charge.
Very cool. I was hoping they were going to announce they were rebuilding as a cool stadium, but hey, we'll take this.
Wouldn't you have to get a team first?
If you build it, they will come.
Is that how that works today?
I'm
not quite sure. All right. Natalie Beck is in the studios today. Community Foundation every Tuesday, stopping by to talk about the great work they're doing in the community. We got a wish list thing we're going to get to here today, but I want to find out about your Natalie's Instagram account. If you're not following her, it makes me tired. I don't even tired, like physically tired. Like, you guys go and do a lot of things.
We have a lot of grandkids.
Yeah, but not just that, but work. You were with the whole
work.
Crew.
We did a staff retreat to St. Louis, which was amazing. We did Hamilton, Van Gogh, and an escape room, which I failed at epically.
Okay, so, well, let's take those one at a time, because I feel like everybody in Decatur was at Hamilton last weekend except me.
It's amazing. It's my favorite show.
Yeah?
So we thought it was great. You know, obviously, we do a lot of work with diversity and equity.
Well,
and
Dr. Morse took a bunch of kids
Dr.
to the
Morse
Leadership
was
Institute.
There.
Oh, you guys were there at the same time?
No, not at the same time, but we were there on Thursday, and she went Sunday. So
I got you. And then I saw pictures of that, and then you guys were at the Van Gogh thing, which I've heard great reviews.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very relaxing.
Is it inside or outside?
It's inside. It's in a large tent. You don't even know you're in a tent.
It's a mall or something.
Parking lot.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
A Galleria. Mm-hmm.
Well, they have that display area. So I want, you know, in the mall that they do their, like the bodies exhibit and all that. But this
right.
Is...
And right now that exhibit is We Are Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It's a Chicago artist. So we went to that as well, which
that's it, a twofer.
I love it because it's very much like the Post-its we did last year. But yeah. Yes, it's in Center Court.
Okay. Nice. So you got two things there. And then the escape room. I've never.
Love
do you really?
Love them.
Oh, you would.
love them. It's so fun.
I'm not a big fan of games, right? You know, so I'm wondering,
like,
does that translate?
Yeah.
It's awful. I didn't do well. I'd still be locked in the first room. So the one we were in is three rooms, and truly Candor and Chastity got everything. And even after they would solve it, and then you go unlock a padlock, there's your next clue. I didn't understand how they got us to that point.
Okay.
And the room shakes. So we were in Wizard of Oz. The room actually shakes like you're in a tornado. Whoa. Until you find a dog bone and throw it in the bowl, and then that stops the tornado.
Toto somehow saves the day.
I mean, spoilers.
Okay, but you have to find the bone, Nick. So
yeah,
where is this?
In St. Louis.
No, I mean, do you know what it's called or anything? Because I
the
will
escape room.
The escape room.
St. Louis. Oh, nice. Escape okay. room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have several. So,
where is it?
It's in Soulard.
Okay.
On
8th, I know which
I
one you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So great area. They also have glow in the dark. Miniature golf. They have it's a huge interactive facility.
Look at Nick. He's making plans for this weekend already.
Well,
that Tesla's southwest bound.
A lot of different themes.
Yeah.
So you can be locked in a cellar. You can be in a haunted house. We chose the Wizard of Oz. So.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was
and
great team building.
And then in between all of that, you're in some off-road truck thing making me nauseous. I'm watching the video. What was this?
So we went to the Monster Truck, which I found is not trucking. It's Monster Truck Wars. In Champaign, and we did a ride-along.
Okay. Now, Nick's back there just kicking himself. Wake up, dude. This information's all available on something called the web.
He wants to be my grandchild.
Yes.
You should be like a...
This will be good when you have your child, Nick.
Yes, I'll be your scout leader. Yes.
You should do this. It's like boot camp.
I'll shadow
boot
camp, Natalie.
Yeah. So Stephanie's three children wanted to do that, and...
So the ride-along, though, was what was interesting.
The ride-along was amazing. Best part. So, and man, are they making money, right? It's $10 a person, 5-minute ride, running for 5 hours.
Right. And so where did you, what?
Champaign Fairgrounds.
Okay. So it was outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
And how big was the truck that you were in?
It is a 10-seater bus that they've revamped as a monster truck.
As a monster truck. There you
and
go.
And you roll all over and you go over the tires and.
Matt looked a little green. I'm not going to lie. I thought.
Matt had fun. I mean.
He looked a little nervous. He was holding on tight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, that's fun stuff. Keeping the staff charged up, keeping the family charged up, it's important. I got to do a better job balancing that stuff myself. All right. So wish list. Let's talk about the Community Foundation and what does this mean and what are you looking for and how do we help?
So the wish list we started last year, it's just a great way if you are looking for someone to donate to or match up and you just should browse it at your leisure. So, for example, Block by Block right now needs gift cards. So if you're out at Lowe's, Menards, they $10, get them a gift card. You know, that helps all their cause. And all the nonprofits in town have wishes on here.
Okay, so I go to MaintainKindOfGives.org.
Yep.
And where do I go to find
this? It's the first rotator. It says wish list.
Ah, community wish list.
Yep.
Okay.
Just click on that.
I'm clicking on that. And all right, so that takes you to the page that kind of says, well, here's how you.
Explains it. And then just click on the wishes.
See what our community needs.
Yep.
There's the button. And there
you
go.
And they range from $10 to, you know, $200,000, $800,000. But the lower range, you know, if you're just thinking so.
Oh, and you can even see the percentage of how much it's been funded.
Exactly.
Very cool.
And so you can give. So, it's that way, that entryway to participate in philanthropy. You don't have to provide the entire gift. You certainly can, but you can see the ones that are fully funded, the ones that are still open. And I like it. It's just a way, like I was looking on here today, and there's one for Milliken for a research project on thyroid cancer, which I had. And I'm going to fund it when I get back to the office. So I think it's pretty amazing.
Very cool. Some of those African-American biographies and picture books, fully funded, 100%, right?
Right.
And as you said, there's all kinds of different price levels that you can give. And you don't have to give the whole amount. That just means the total of what you're looking to collect overall, right?
Exactly. That's what the nonprofit submitted that they would like to collect.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are pizza parties for, you know, events. I mean, it really ranges, which... shows, and it shows a lot of what's going on in our community.
And you can get everything, literally. You can support the arts. There's software. There's Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Club. I see CASA, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Milliken, Cater Family YMCA, Good Samaritan Inn. everything from car seats to a chainsaw.
Yeah, and yeah, for block by block. Yeah. And you might have a weed, like they need, they also need a weed barrier roll of that. You might, again, be picking that up.
Cheerleading uniforms. You know, if that's something that's near and dear to your heart, you had a great experience when you were young, you know, doing cheerleading, you can do the same thing through the Boys and Girls Club, Christmas Care and Share, on and on and on. This is such a great idea.
It is. We love it. So,
Nick, are you on here?
No.
No. We don't have any specific ask yet, but we will take advantage of this.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Listen, $480 worth of Dawn dish soap for the bubble table at the Children's Museum of Illinois. That's the kind of stuff you think about. I didn't play with a lot of dish soap as a kid, but I've been to the Children's Museum and watched. But I think $480 put a lot of smiles on a lot of faces for an entire year,
it's
right?
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And also, if you just happen to throw a couple of those in your cart when you're at Kroger, drop them off.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It should be, you know, serve as an idea. How can I participate?
This is such a great idea. I mean, it really is. Electronic tabletop scoreboards for Special Olympics, $400. You got more for block by block equipment, T-shirts for student intramural sports, Richland Community College Foundation. You got recumbent bikes for the YMCA, family minivan. That's interesting. And you got buses that were funded for the Y.
Fully funded. Yes.
Yeah. Man, this is really cool. Can openers for the Good Samaritan Inn. $160. That kind of stuff you just don't think about, right? But it's essential.
It is essential. And this is a way to help them preserve their budget and their operating costs. And there are items you can pick up or you can donate and really make an impact on our community.
Camp Sokia summer field trips for the Decatur Family YMCA. There's a little bit of something for everyone on this list, I would imagine, right?
And it's just one house, you know, housed in one location for all the nonprofits. So we're honored to provide that. And you can give directly to the nonprofit. You can work with us. You can just pick up the
item
on
your
own. Just give as you can.
That's exactly right. All right. MaconCountyGives.org/community-wish-list is the page where you can just go
or
to MaconCountyGives.
Yeah. It's on there several times.
I know. I thought it was fairly simple, though, the website, if you want to check it out. And you can donate and give as much as you want, period, right there and help out with the cause. All right. So all the good things that are going on in this community, I know that there's still problems. We were talking about this with Dr. Morris yesterday. We still see violence in our neighborhoods and retaliation and things that are going on with that just, you know, shattering people's lives. It's a balance. I think you have to celebrate all the good stuff you have, work as hard as you can to correct what you need to correct, but it's never one way or the other. And I think just people today want everything to be one way or the other.
No, I think we continue to uplift those that are thriving and we continue to invest in those that are struggling and we all work together on that. I think we're going to see a lot of the violence prevention funding coming in from the government and we're working on that right now to distribute it and invest in the youth.
Yeah. And you got to give people choices and avenues and alternatives to things that maybe they're surrounding. It's all they know or all they see. And you got to open up those worlds. And we're doing a lot of that. I mean, I look at what Dr. Morris is doing with the Jerry Dawson Public Service Institute. I look about what's going on with the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. And, you know, those are just prime examples. Don't tell me kids won't be interested in something if you put it in front of them. They will.
Right.
It's just environment. And I get so frustrated with sometimes the bureaucracy of education. It's like, you know, take a look around, you know, this way, that way,
right.
Or Fortune 50 companies that a kid can chase their dreams across the globe. Why in the world would we not have the 9,000 kids in the school district integrated into that?
Exactly. And I think you saw that at Richland where you spoke.
Yes.
We've seen it out. Our team's been out at a majority of the high school awards and end of the year celebrations, providing scholarships. And, you know, I'm seeing kids going to Princeton and you know, all the different schools they're going to.
Or becoming
to,
an electrician,
and
whatever.
Becoming an electrician. Yes. And their futures are very bright. Hairdressers. I mean, they all have career ideas.
Yep.
And they're pursuing their dreams.
Well, I don't want to. Often if you're in my position, you know, you're accused of being too rose-tinted glasses about all the great. I mean, I understand we still have a lot of things we have to tackle. But we are doing so much more, I believe, right now than the 26 years I've been doing this in collaboration and people working together and people going right to the source. You know, you can spend money in a lot of ways and doesn't necessarily give you results. But I feel like the emphasis and the work that's being done is actually opening doors and changing lives right now.
It is. And the programs that are thriving, so take Anna Waters' Head Start, you know, at what was DMCOC, now Enrichment Opportunities, they have 152 children on their wait list.
Yeah.
So parents are wanting to go after those roads to invest in their children. And then we just have to get the resources to get children in younger and help them.
And I feel like because of your leadership and Tanya and Debbie and all the other folks that are doing what they're doing, Dr. Morris, and in Richland, you know, such a key player in this. I mean, they really
has done an amazing job. And we are very proud of them. We're proud to partner with them. And it's changing our community.
Well, I sat and looked at all those graduates Friday night. And you know, I don't know numbers-wise, but, man, that looked to be the most diverse graduating mm-hmm. class I've seen at anything anywhere for a very long time, maybe ever. And you know, they were vet techs and there were nurses and there were people getting their you know, I mean, it was just really cool to see.
And there were, you know, family members from the same family, mother, daughter, graduating, and the dream's coming true.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I would mention, if you're interested in history this weekend, and I'm going to go do this, they have this History of the Heartlands Lincoln Road Ride coming up on Saturday. And they're starting at like the McDonald's in Mount Zion. I'm not quite sure why that is, but they're going to go to the Macon County History Museum. Oh, that's why, because it's on Norfolk Road right down the road. And then they're going to go to MLK, to the Lincoln mural over here at the law office. And then they're going to stop by Bruce Nim's place, the vintage Texaco station, before heading to the Milliken Homestead. Now, once they get to the Milliken Homestead, there's going to be opportunities for you to get pictures with these vintage cars. And Mr. and Mrs. Milliken are going to be there. But they're also going to have an open house. If you haven't been to the Milliken Homestead, I would highly encourage you to go check this out. But great camera opera. I mean, if you like to take pictures, these vintage cars, you got Mr. and Mrs. Milliken, and you got the Milliken Homestead, and the vintage Texaco station. So I'm super stoked. I'm thinking black and white. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe
sepia?
Maybe color. I don't know, because you could take those old, you know, images and put them in modern day. Maybe both.
Yeah,
I'm going to go. Great photo opportunity. So the History of the Heartland Lincoln Road Ride and then the James Milliken Homestead Open House. We always need to look forward. Always. But it's also important to look back. One of my lessons, one of my messages on Friday night was, you know, I always feel like we concentrate all of our time thinking about knowledge being passed down. And I think every new generation actually forces the opposite of that, that knowledge is passed up. And so you got to have a little bit of both.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So history. I just want to see these jalopies. I mean, these old cars, right?
I'm going to the car cruise in and straight to that.
Straight
to,
well, you're going to see a lot of cars.
A lot of cars
on
Saturday morning.
Nick's Operation Warm and Fuzzy.
Yeah, so
they're
going to
be there.
Coffee Connection. So.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, you can donate at Coffee Connection. You can also go to the actual car show at 661 East Wood Street. Now, is that the home of Industrial Powder Coating Inc.?
And people, car lovers would know that as Platts Becker's old shop. Whatever, you know, the
How
car lovers.
How many years ago was that?
I don't think it was that long ago, but it was like an institution for car lovers around here.
It was?
Yeah, that's the.
What did they do?
Like hot rods and tune-ups and, I mean.
Oh, is that what, it was a shop? Okay. 661 East Wood Street, 7 to 10 Saturday morning. This Saturday, and you can stop by and make a donation. You can also go to Coffee Connection, and they're donating part of the proceeds of that day to the event as well. All right, next time you go monster trucking, you need an extra chaperone. Nick's in training.
Yeah, okay. Most of that stuff, you just call me. And
I'll let you know. It's been quite the year. We've had wrestling and monster truck, and I'm not sure what the grandkids have picked up.
Are you
next.
Going to wrestling the first weekend of June?
Time.
No, you're living Nick's life, his dream right now.
One time was plenty.
And what's really funny is your life, your dream, is the grandkids' dream.
He's lined up with my 8-year-old.
That's terrible.
MaconCountyGives.org. You can go check out the community wish list. It's very expansive and all over the place. Price point-wise, everybody could afford to participate in some way or another. Just help out the cause. Natalie, we appreciate you. Have a great day. Natalie Beck. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got increasing clouds with a high of 82. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms. mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Wednesday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 66 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:24.
Attention, Republicans. Stand by for important election information. Oh, Democrats can listen too, I guess. But they probably won't, because if you're still a Democrat, you're clearly not paying attention. Anyway, in the Republican primary for Congress, President Trump has endorsed conservative Mary Miller. Repeat, Mary Miller is the official Trump choice for Congress. We like repeating it to annoy any Democrats who are still listening. Well, the point is, Mary Miller backs term limits. She's strong on election integrity. And Mary Miller will stand up to AOC and the green energy socialists that are just killing us at the gas pump. Conservative Mary Miller for Congress. The Trump Republican choice. And in case Joe Biden hears this, we now repeat our message in a way he can understand. Trump endorsed Mary Miller. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Don't miss the Jersey Tenors, live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur on Saturday, May 21st. The Jersey Tenors perform a Broadway-style show full of classics from the likes of Frankie Valli and Sinatra, and rock and roll icons like Queen, Journey, Elton John, Billy Joel, and more. This is a show you have to see to believe. Tickets are on sale now at DevonAmphitheater.com. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com for tickets to see the Jersey Tenors live at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater on May 21st.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Tomorrow night, we'll be celebrating Merit Scholars with Hickory Point Bank and announcing the Merit Scholar and the runner-ups. So looking forward to that. We'll have more on that.
Is that like a banquet or something?
No, it's they're having it at their place. Cool. But families and applicants will be there. Very excited. I'm telling you, this has been a couple of weeks for me, just nothing but sort of young people in their future.
Yeah. There's a lot of positivity. You find out. The cool thing is I was watching a video that the seniors made at St. Teresa, and they go through and say hi.
Was it like that Fort Bragg 4th Psychological Operations Group airborne video? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, man.
But these kids would say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm going here, or I'm doing this. And, you know, there's 50 kids there, and then in Decatur, what, like 200 or so at each school, and then Richland. And you could put a video together of all these people that are about to do awesome things.
Yeah.
It's like infectious. It feels great.
No, it's been a very optimistic couple of weeks for me, despite all of the negativity in the political world, which to me is it's kind of like I know people get disappointed about X or Y, or I'm not whatever enough or whatever, or I'm too whatever. My life doesn't intersect with them all that often. Politics and politicians. It really doesn't. And yes, can they help or can they fund things or can they throw some money at something? Sure. But if you go about your day-to-day business, right, in a community, schools, graduations, economic development, these folks really aren't there.
No. Nope, it's just noise.
They're in your consciousness because of the ads, and yes, we'll do the interviews because we feel sort of an obligation to at least try to get them to answer some questions for you so you can decide who to vote for. But it's not the way life works. In their life, it's everything. It's the way everything has worked, us versus them, good, bad, evil.
It's their job, literally. They've made it their job.
It shouldn't be. It's not in the – it wasn't set up to be that, but that's what it has become. So when you get – if you're ever disappointed about whatever I say about politics, they treat it like it's life and death, and I find of most of life, they're just nowhere to be found.
And I know this about you, that you'd rather be talking about all the amazing things going on here in town.
Right. Instead of why everything's horrible or why everything's the fault of somebody else. I mean, or this stuff that we're flirting with now, which is just unsettling. By the way, if you want to, just a heads up, Google that Fort Bragg's 4th Psychological Operations Group airborne video.
I'm just going to Google Fort Bragg.
It's called Ghost in the Machine. And literally the only explanation that comes with this is all the world's a stage. Join us. It's very creepy.
Okay, I'm interested. You had me at creepy. Okay. Why didn't you just say creepy?
I'm sorry. It's creepy. Anyway, we've got a whole bunch to get through. Dave Wendt will join us from Forsyth. We'll find out what's happening just north of us. We can see the windmills this morning.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Clear.
Absolutely. Clear as a bell. All right, when we get back on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. Cardinals tickets, we're giving those away this week for first mid in the ticket window. All of that ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. The Illinois Treasurer's Office is celebrating 1 million claims paid out through the state's iCash program. Those claims include funds from lost paychecks, unclaimed life insurance policies, rebates, refunds, and more. To see if you have unclaimed cash, go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov. About 1 in 4 people searching the database find missing money. Today is your last opportunity to qualify for a chance to win 2 free St. Teresa Mega Raffle tickets on the Now Decatur Facebook page. Just look for the St. Teresa post, then like, comment, and feel free to share for a chance to win. No purchase is necessary. Even if you don't win, you can still purchase Mega Raffle tickets through St. Teresa High School. And no purchase is necessary to visit our website either. Stop by anytime to see more stories, podcasts, and videos. That website, nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden and his wife Jill are in Buffalo, New York this morning to meet with families of 10 people killed in a supermarket shooting Saturday. The suspect in custody, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, is believed to have posted diary entries online.
The Washington Post reviewed more than 600 pages of messages and reports that in February, Gendron picked Buffalo's Tops grocery store based on its local black population, identifying the store as, quote, Attack Area 1.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Put on hold by a judge, tonight's execution of a man who killed a girl in Georgia.
68-year-old Virgil Presnell was convicted for killing the young girl and raping her 10-year-old friend after abducting them while they were walking home from school in 1976. Presnell's lawyer claimed her client has significant cognitive impairments. She also claims Presnell suffered horrific abuse in jail.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. Presnell was scheduled to die by lethal injection at 7 p.m. America's listening to Fox News.
Steve McClure for State Senate. Hardworking, conservative, fighting for us.
A fiscal conservative, McClure understands how taxes hurt working families.
That's why McClure fought the graduated income tax hike and is working to cut reckless spending at the state capitol.
As a prosecutor, Steve McClure has seen firsthand how crime hurts communities.
McClure led the fight against Chicago Democrats who are pushing to weaken criminal justice laws, laws which protect families.
McClure stopped dangerous liberals trying to defund the police because Steve McClure supports law enforcement.
A conservative Republican, McClure is a strong proponent of Second Amendment rights.
We can count on Steve McClure to stick up for families and stand up for our values.
Steve McClure, the best choice in the Republican primary.
McClure for State Senate, the conservative Republican we need.
Paid for by friends of Steve McClure.
Has your family outgrown your home? Maybe you're looking to downsize. Whatever your reason for making a change, there's no better time than the present to sell your home. Low housing inventory means less competition and potentially more money for your home. What about finding your next home? Low interest rates means more home for your money. What are you waiting for? Don't miss this favorable market and unique opportunity to sell your home. Get more attention, more exposure, and make bigger impact when you list with Brinkotter. Visit us at Brinkotter.com or call your Brinkotter agent today.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got increasing clouds with a high of 82. Tonight, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low around 63. For Wednesday, showers and possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, high of 78. And Thursday, nice and sunny, high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 66 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
I'm confused. You're doing the top of the hour intro with the bottom of the hour. Everybody's just freaked out. They're looking at their watches right now. They're going, oh, my God, I'm late.
That video freaked me out.
PsyOps.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry, everyone.
Okay, we'll just do that. No liner. I didn't mean for you to actually watch the video during the news break and then have yourself all screwed up for the rest of the show. I'm just giving you a heads up.
That doesn't usually happen to me. It got me good.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, and we got a busy week this week. We have tomorrow coming in the show. I've told some of these candidates, you're just going to have to wait a few weeks. I'm not doing 3 hours a day every day with these political interviews. Just not going to do it. So this week, we will have Regan Deering in tomorrow. Clay will be in from the Park District. Rocky from Workforce Investment Solutions. Tanya will be in from Crossing Healthcare. And then we'll have our final Winning Wednesday with our two free tickets to the Mega Raffle for St. Teresa.
Did you get any new names added to your list of people that want to be on the
list? Yes, yeah, yeah. Okay. Rodney Forbes, you know, Judge will be in on Thursday, and Dan Brady, who's running for. This is interesting when you look at some of the statewide offices. Like, it's almost impossible for a Republican to win. Just, you know, doing the math, but the Democrats in this race have. I mean, it is a cluster, you know what. In fact, it was a long-term Democrat official who's helping Republican Dan Brady. That's kind of like it's raining cats and dogs. I don't know what's going on there because, like, you never see that.
Have you heard from David Palmer yet?
Who's David Palmer? Wasn't that the president in 24?
Yeah, I told you that. I think he's the candidate.
He's the one running against Nikki Budzinski.
Still not?
I don't think so. Plus, United Way update and the folks from Richland will be in tomorrow. Cool. And then Friday, Maine County Sheriff Jim Root will be in, and that's it. Those are the rest of the political interviews this week. And so I'm trying to kind of, like, unless you're in a tight primary sort of race, we've got until November to do some of this stuff, right?
Oh, that's a good way of going about it.
Yeah, so if you're in a race that doesn't really matter June 28th.
We'll get to you.
We'll get to you.
Yeah, that's a good way to
reluctantly,
take it.
We'll get to you. And I hate to loop everybody into one category, but it's hard not to. I'm just saying, I feel like the rest of the show, we can have fun. I'd talk about, you know, the Lincoln lawyer or Natalie or Dave or Dale or anybody else than the silliness that politics has turned into. I mean, you're a politician.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're an elected office holder.
I differentiate it there as far as elected.
Yeah, I know. You and the judges. But you still got to get votes.
Well, I've always said if the residents of Forsyth want somebody else, I'm fine with that. I will go back to having less things to worry about.
Sure. So Dave Wentz in from he's a trustee of Forsyth, and that's why your local elected officials are should be separated out of this attitude towards politics in general, because they're not doing anything they can to hold on to their job. They would willingly probably like to leave the job behind, right? There was something that William F. Buckley said about just picking people out of a phone book, you know, to serve. You might be better off because these people that become career, and they all do, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the silly money that they're spending on getting reelected or getting elected. I mean, this woman who is an outsider in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, who nobody gave a shot to, and so the media didn't vet her. Nobody did anything. And now all of a sudden she's within the differentiation of the polling numbers there at the top. I mean, even she's raised $2 million. $2 million. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Think about all the good that you could do to infrastructure and roads. I mean, if you just took all of the money spent on elections in this country and spent it on infrastructure, would we be not better off as citizens to have really good roads and a lot less of these other people?
At least the roads would be better than what they are now.
That'd be a good way to do an election. In the lead up, you have to do civic projects, and whoever does the best.
Whoever raises the most road money.
Yeah, or builds the best roads.
Gets the office. Yeah. That'd not be a bad
Isn't
idea.
Isn't how the Celebration King and Queen were elected? Yes. Is how much money you raise for charity?
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, or how much money you raise for the celebration.
For the celebration.
Yeah. No doubt. So tell me, Dave, what's happening just north of the border here? Now that we are in our sixth floor studios, I can look out and I can see the windmills. I mean, I can literally physically see Forsyth.
Yeah, I think I could see the top edge of one of our water towers from here.
Yeah.
But, no, we've had a lot of stuff going on. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Nick on his announcement. And, you know, your life will change for the good as being a parent.
Thanks, Dave. It was very nice of you.
Why did that felt uncomfortable to me? I don't know why
I
should have.
Okay, Dave's a nice guy. Can't wait to go back and trick or treat. Maybe bring somebody else with us this time.
We got our last one graduated from college last weekend. So
congratulations. There's a lot of that.
The stuff still goes on. They're just not necessarily on the payroll anymore.
Yeah, they haven't moved back yet.
Yes. Operative word yet.
Right.
No, we've had a lot of stuff going on. If you've been out
hang on, though. Your daughter is graduated with nursing from Mizzou. You know, that career path is so in demand right now.
Yep. She's Kudos accepted her. A job on the trauma floor at KU Medical Center in Kansas City. We'll be getting set to move her, and she'll be starting in their nurse residency program there. So some additional hands-on training, but
that's great.
Doing it and getting paid for it. Now,
oh my God. Yeah.
And clinicals and doing the work and learning.
No doubt. So kudos to her for serving. All right. So that was a nice, that's a great little town. I mean, it's a great college town.
Yes. Well, she loved it there. The 4 years there.
I met Brad Pitt there.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he from Mizzou?
He went to school there.
Okay.
I had a friend in high school by the name of Rick Brecknitz. His dad was former mayor, you might remember Eric Brecknitz, of Decatur. And we went over to see and spend the night on the campus. And there's stories I could tell, but, you know, I feel like most of the statute of limitations are probably over. But he was a member of, I believe it was the Teaks, fraternity. And Brad Pitt was, I mean, no one knew he was Brad Pitt then.
Yeah.
He was a college kid. He dropped out and did Thelma and Louise and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
That's my Columbia connection.
No, she's loved it there all 4 years. It was a good school.
It is a great school. Great journalism school, by the way, too, as well. And then there's a bar there that there used to be a rumor that Rick Ocasek from the Cars hid his sunglasses somewhere in there, and like there were students trying to find that for like 20 years.
Yep. What I remember is the guy who wrote Beetle Bailey.
Yeah, yeah.
The comic strip went to school there, so they've got a whole section kind of commemorating Beetle Bailey there. So she's enjoyed it there, and we've enjoyed visiting. So
very cool.
We'll see. You know, maybe she'll be back there for some further medical.
Yeah.
Education at some point in her career.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations to her and to your family.
You.
All right. What else is going on up north with our neighbors?
We've got a bunch of kind of building and stuff going on, getting ready to break ground for the new Ziggy's coffee shop there in front of Menards. If you've been past on 51, you see that the Cheddar's building has been demoed. And so
has it really?
Yes.
I guess I haven't been up north in a while.
Of all the things that have happened in Forsyth in my adult life, I've never gotten more contact than anybody wanting to know what's going on at Cheddar's.
Well, Panda Express is going to move out from the mall. They're going to build a freestanding regular size Panda Express restaurant there with the drive through and sit down, the whole nine yards there.
But not a strip, correct? Meaning other buildings connected to it?
Not initially. I think there's some plans of talking about, because that's a very big lot with when you count the parking lot and the size of the original building. So I think there are some plans down the road for, you know, two or three storefronts or whatever you want to call it there.
Sure.
We've had a
proposal. Now, will they still be serving? I mean, will they still be in the mall until they open?
That's my understanding.
Because you're going to break our 18-year-old's heart. It literally from our house, it takes about an hour to go to Panda Express and back. But that is like on his like rotation list of things that he has to have.
Well, maybe it'll be 5 minutes shorter now because as soon as you turn on.
Well, you have to park and go in. Yeah. And yes. Yeah.
So
we'll cut out the walk time.
Yeah, you'll have a drive-through where you can just stay in his car.
Love it. By the way, that's the largest Asian segment restaurant chain in the United States of America.
Yeah. By far.
Yes, not even close.
It's always busy.
2,200 locations,
there.
Yeah,
so I think now they won't be limited to the mall hours, and they'll have that kind of independent nature. So
I like that.
We have a proposal for the old Hometown Buffet property. Can't give details on that yet, but we gave approval to proceed with a TIF proposal on that. And so we've, that's moving on there.
It's probably tough. I mean, a lot of what you guys do in economic development, whether, I mean, it's you guys, whether it's Nicole, the city, I mean, there's so many conversations you can't have publicly that are going on privately. And I know people go, oh, well, we want to know. It's just not the way it works.
Well, and sometimes the elected officials, they won't even tell us.
Right.
They'll talk to Jill and
that's
staff.
Because Jill doesn't leak.
So, yeah, she's been busy. We're getting ready to start our strategic planning session. The firm is scheduling meetings with each of the staff leads and the trustees over this week to have one-on-one sessions, and then we'll come together for a group strategic planning session. We're talking to the fire department. The fire department, Hickory Point Fire Department, is wanting to expand their building, add a training room and some sleeping quarters because they'd like to move to some additional more kind of expanding and growing their fire department. So working in partnership with them. We've had some discussions of our agreement with the school district as far as the baseball and softball fields being in Forsyth at our park. So that's going on. Just a whole lot of stuff.
Well, good. Stuff is a good way to describe it. What, do you feel what's your thought on the mall right now? I feel like we're going a certain way. Pandemic accelerating everything by maybe 10 or 15 years, literally. I mean, everything from supply chain to higher education to, you know, careers that are necessary, like your daughter going in and starting her nursing career. What do you think the future of the mall is? And I'm not asking you specifically which store that store, and I'm not saying it's going to close next week, but what are you guys the communication with the ownership group? I mean, what is the future of the mall?
We have, that was one reason why, whether it's the, incentives, there's people who are pros and cons on incentives. But you have to have those arrows in your armory, if you're competing with other communities, as far as whether it's retail or restaurant or commercial business. We have the TIF district, which is certain incentives. We have the enterprise zone, which is certain incentives. We have whatever we can do to try and help with what the owners of the mall want to do as far as that, development or whatever they want to do in the future. So as much as we see, okay, Panda Express is moving out of the mall to a freestanding building that they're building, the Petals store that was in one of the strip malls in front of the mall has moved into the mall. We saw Coco Day open inside the mall. So I think what we're seeing is more smaller shops instead of your big department store.
Right. But then that whole mall mindset has to change with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the knocks I've heard, and these are years past, I don't know about the current ownership group, was not only the cost of rent, but having to redo the facade, and all these things that you wouldn't have if you moved into Merchant Street in downtown Decatur.
Right.
Those smaller retailers have a tougher time with those kind of things.
Yeah. And you see a lot of these little, as Nick mentioned, these little two or three, four store strips being built. Maybe that's eventually at some point a section of the mall gets knocked down and
Who knows,
and do something like that.
Now, Von Maur, by the way, Nick and I were talking earlier this week, topped the list of brands in all of the United States of America for what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, which I thought was, I was surprised because it's such a regional, or you think of it as sort of a regional company, but they beat out every big name, Nordstrom. I mean, all of them.
Well, and everything we've heard from TJ Maxx and Hobby Lobby is they've really enjoyed being out there and have seen successes. I think one other thing I forgot to mention is, we've had interest in the movie theater there to potentially reopen that. So, I'm not sure who the company is, but, that reopening will be nice to have, another option for movies if we can get that gone through. So, I think it just, we're here to work with the mall ownership on, whatever we can do to help them drive business to the facilities at the mall and try and attract new businesses now, to the mall and the stores out front.
The theater group is not part of the ownership group of the mall, though,
no,
correct?
No, I believe that's owned separately.
Yeah. What was it? AMC?
It was AMC. AMC was the last owner of it.
Right. And when did that shut down?
That was...
probably about 2020.
It wasn't pandemic?
It was pandemic.
Pandemic was like the final straw for that.
Sure.
It was through the beginning of the pandemic, and then just it was, they shut down and said, we're done.
Yeah.
So, you know, we still have the old Pier 1 store that's empty that we're, you know, trying to help them market. The old Pizza Hut building.
And are all those things individual pieces?
All of those outside lots are individual pieces, but they may be owned by mall ownership. They may not. I don't keep track. I know Jill and staff.
I'm curious about how all that works.
But yeah, so whoever owns it will work with them as far as helping market that property. You know, we have a section of our website that kind of lists the available properties, whether it's vacant land for greenfield projects or existing buildings. But you know, we actively try and still promote those.
Yep.
So,
hey Brian, there's one more store inside the Kohl's. They're adding a Sephora mini store inside the Kohl's in Forsyth.
I get that, but there's also right down the aisle in the mall another makeup store. I mean, some of this stuff's cannibalizing each other, right? I mean, because you bring something in, it may kill off the other thing.
Yeah, it's just a big brand that people might have interest in.
I'm going to date myself here, but I remember being in high school. There was a Camelot Music and a Musicland in the mall.
Dave, that was the only way you could get music. Two sources was not a lot.
I said I was going to date myself.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Dave Wentz in the studios from Forsyth. Back with more right after this.
In a dangerous world, who can we trust to keep America safe? Not Mary Miller. Miller voted with Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Ilhan Omar to defund our military. Mary Miller was the only Republican from Illinois to vote against the defense budget. Her liberal vote would have cut off funding for our troops at a time when America's enemies are on the march. So reckless, Mary Miller voted against funding to deploy the National Guard to combat illegal immigration and drug smuggling. Mary Miller stood with the Socialist Squad instead of our brave men and women in uniform. Mary Miller can't be trusted. Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis believes in the Reagan mantra of peace through strength. That's why Rodney voted to strengthen our military and give our troops a pay raise. Rodney Davis is the conservative who will keep America safe.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Hi, I'm Kathy Burkham, and when I lost my son, Tyler Yount, to an overdose, Odie Moore was the investigating officer, and he became my friend on that day, and he treated my family with love, honor, and respect. He has compassion for those who suffer from substance use disorder, and he treats all the family members with respect. Please join my family and I and vote for Cody Moore for sheriff on June the 28th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Cody Moore sheriff.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, the Beijing beef and the chow mein are my favorite things on the Panda Express menu.
Mine was black pepper chicken and teriyaki. They got rid of black pepper chicken, though.
Ah, too bad. You know what else they got rid of is the pantyhose requirement at Von Maur.
What's that?
Uh-huh.
For the workers?
Yeah. Here's how it reads as of 2016. For women, we no longer have to wear pantyhose, so those are optional. But you must wear a skirted dress. Your shoulders may not be visible, and the dress usually needs to be at your knees or 2 inches above the knee at most. They still had a very old school way of doing business with their employees. But the pantyhose requirement was always like, oh, my goodness.
They could take the vending machine out of the women's restroom then?
They kind of
pantyhose one?
Yeah, the egg, like the leg or whatever it was. Yeah. Yes, just a whole setup there. Dave is with us from Forsyth. You see stuff popping up. You see stuff going away. It's kind of like a microcosm of life. Things are just changing, and they always change.
Yeah. As much as, you know, I've, like Nick, heard from people as far as being, you know, disappointed that Cheddar's was gone. I think that was one of the first buildings outside of the mall.
I think it was, if not the first.
I mean,
what was the other? What was the one that was next to it?
Well, you had the gas station across
the street. No, but there was two restaurants. What were the two original restaurants?
The Rack's roast beef.
Well, that was across the street.
Across the street, but
it was Cheddar's, and what was the other one?
It's not still the building that's Applebee's.
Was it Applebee's originally?
Yeah.
I thought it was something different originally. Maybe it was Applebee's. Okay.
But yeah, I think Cheddar's was there before Applebee's.
They were.
But yeah, you pull up at that stoplight intersection there, and that big building that was there to your left, if you're headed north, is gone. And they were working this morning when I was on my way in. So getting ready for the groundwork, the foundation work as far as the new Panda Express building.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I know people it's just human nature. Their change is uncomfortable for people. But it's also necessary. I don't understand why people want to hold on to I don't want to go to Musicland. You know, I'm glad I can just get music wherever I want on my phone through a service. I don't have to pay for anything. I mean, it's part of my Amazon Prime. My music experience is much better than it was in 1984.
Yeah, I think a marketing or an economics class, there was a discussion about, you know, buggy whip manufacturers. You know, there used to be a huge market for horse equipment and buggies and buggy whips, and you know, there isn't anymore because we've moved on to other things.
Yeah, quite a few things since then, Dave. How long ago did you go to school?
Well,
it's a cottage industry now.
Central Park.
As an example of
New York City.
Changes.
Yes, the buggy whip. But,
yeah, I'll admit I'm old.
Okay, we've moved on from the buggy whip. But it is, restaurants, it is tough. I mean, a restaurant is an incredibly tough thing to be successful at. I mean, given a good environment, right? I mean, your overheads are narrow, marginally thin profits. Staffing is an issue. I mean, staffing is an issue for everyone right now. But it is crazy, what they're paying now. I will tell you that because I think that's good for the workers because we've finally putting a value on people's worth that seems, a little bit more than just this arbitrary number we've used in the past, but it's tough. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to come and go. They have my entire life.
Well, and I think it's just like any business. If you offer a good product and people appreciate what they get for the value, what they're getting, they're going to come back.
That's exactly right. So it's inside a mall or outside a mall or standalone or whatever it might be. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got to have what people want and you got to do it the way they want you to do it.
Yeah. So the standalone building with the drive-through gives some people some convenience. Yeah. It knocks 5 minutes off.
That's
of
exactly right.
Somebody's drive.
And a Pier 1 makes no sense in the world when Amazon can bring you the same stuff next day to your porch. It's not that I'm rooting against retail. It's got to adapt. It's just like everything else in life.
Yeah, I think that there's less of I exist just because I am.
Yeah.
In retail or any business
or destination location. I mean, you
got to provide the value.
Yeah. And outside of like that place in Minnesota that where I'm going to an amusement park and a mall and a hotel and a water park and all that experience, it's
well, yeah, there you're making it a destination.
Yeah.
So you don't have to rely on your local population because you're bringing
in
how many thousands of
outside.
People from
That's
elsewhere.
Exactly right. So you're optimistic overall?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Our finances are good. We've got a good board. We've got really good staff that keep us on our toes and keep us updated with what we need to be making decisions on. And some of it's exciting, like announce a new restaurant or something like that. Some of it's, like we've said before, the non-sexy stuff of...
It's most of what you do at that level.
Yeah. But, we'll go through this strategic planning session and kind of decide where we're going. And it's been a while since we had one, and we've got some new employees, new staff, and a new administrator, so it'll be interesting to see where we go from there.
All right, how's Jill fitting in? I haven't seen her for a while.
I just, I keep asking her, are we overloading her? Because, she came in, and we had the water pump failures at, and a boil order from the water plant.
Nothing
we had
wrong with baptism by fire, Dave. It's good for you.
I said, well, if she's made it through that, then we're probably going to keep her for a while. But, no, she's been awesome.
Great. She's a very nice lady. I think a lot of her, and enjoyed working with at the Parks Foundation, so I'm glad to hear she's doing good. Do I still need my passport? Are you guys
no.
Okay? So you're chilling out a little bit.
If
about
you'd
that.
Come by every once in a while, you might see that Cheddar's was gone. So
it's been a while since I've been out there. I didn't realize they took Cheddar's down.
Or whoever's going
we
to
send
Panda
our,
doesn't.
That's the 18-year-old.
He's
because,
not telling you what he observes.
Listen, we don't need Gruber. We got an 18-year-old. So I'm just saying it's a long round trip to go out to Panda Express.
Yep.
But he does on a regular basis.
Well, we're happy he does.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get out
and
there.
Congratulations to him on his upcoming high school graduation.
Well, thank you. It's going to be fun Saturday. Just keeping an eye on the weather. Nothing you can do about that either, though. Got to lay back and it is what it is. That's kind of the theme of the show today. You notice that?
Just let it be.
Let it be. Dave Wint from Forsyth. We appreciate you. Thank you. And Nick, it was fun today. Kind of flew by, didn't it?
It was a great day.
That's what happens when you get a little sunshine. Mm-hmm. Nice temperatures. We will be back with you tomorrow, our final winning Wednesday. You can go to Nauticator's Facebook page right now and like, comment, and feel free to share on the St. Teresa Mega Raffle post. This Friday, somebody's winning $100,000, and tomorrow morning, we're going to give two free away, and that's the last time before the drawing on Friday. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get those at Nauticator.com.
WSOY Decatur and W277DB Decatur. WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your Stories Now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties. Despite a House committee planning to continue hearings into expected problems with parts of the state's energy grid, Governor Pritzker does not expect brownouts. Last month, Ameren Illinois warned downstate consumers their utility bills may increase. There are also concerns that wind and solar sectors are not generating the amounts of energy needed. The governor says he doesn't expect brownouts, adding power can be bought from other states. The next hearing on the energy issue has yet to be scheduled. Students and family can join Decatur Public Schools on Thursday at Hope Academy for a special summer sign-up event. Representatives from the Decatur Park District, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, 4-H, Arts Council.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.